Hello, everyone. I'm Amanda Balby, Assistant Editor at Consultants and Consultant360.com. Today, I'm joined by Dr. John Leantonio, who is an assistant professor and physician at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Today, he'll be talking about the geriatric population. Welcome, Dr. Leantonio. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So referring patients to palliative care, long-term care, or hospice can't be an easy decision to make. When should PCPs refer their patients to palliative care, and how can they help their management?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Amanda. So in my clinical role, I work as both a geriatrician as well as a palliative care provider. So I kind of live in both worlds. On one hand, I'm doing primary care with really complicated patients, but at the same time, I'm doing specialty level palliative care both in the hospital and outpatient. A lot of times when I meet patients as a palliative care provider, they ask me, what is palliative care? And I usually respond that we are the folks who get involved when there are symptoms that need help controlling or when things are just simply getting complicated. And most of the time, patients will nod their head and say, oh, yeah, like, where have you been? I kind of needed you. When providers think about palliative care, it's kind of defined as interdisciplinary care that aims to relieve suffering and to improve quality of life for patients with complicated illness. Palliative care is always offered simultaneously with other appropriate medical treatments. So if, like, for example, you could be a patient undergoing curative chemotherapy and I could be seeing you for pain management, or you could be a chronic heart failure patient and I could be seeing you for management of your shortness of breath. A lot of times when we think about palliative care referrals and consultation, it's really helpful to often think of it as either early or late palliative care referral. Early palliative care referral is definitely recommended for patients with terminal diagnosis, as it's truly been found to be life extending. Back in 2010, the Temel Group published a paper in the New England Journal that found that with two cohorts of patients, one with normal routine cancer therapy and one with cancer therapy plus palliative care, the group that had the palliative care actually lived longer. So this is kind of the study that we look to hang our hat on that says, you know, why people should get palliative care early. And with good symptom management and good social work support, folks typically do really well. And, you know, a lot of times when people think of palliative care, they think of it, you know, as being hospice, as being, something that happens in, like, at the very end of life. And this is typically what happens with late palliative care referrals. So, you know, a lot of times we will see patients in the last hours to days of their life. And this often happens in the hospital setting on the inpatient side. And this is typically for patients who need symptom management or basically a referral to hospice or a conversation to help the family cope with accepting hospice and accepting that, you know, a situation may be terminal. A lot of times families and patients, unfortunately, don't get the same benefit of the preventative grief and kind of the bereavement support that is provided a lot of times in early palliative care. So who are the patients who should be referred for palliative care? Typically, we'll say any patient that has a terminal diagnosis, any patient who has recurrent hospitalization. So I often think, you know, if I have a patient who has a diagnosis of congestive heart failure or COPD and continues to bounce back to the hospital, this might be a good person to see a palliative care provider. Anybody with really poorly controlled symptoms. So if you have your patient with heart failure, you know, maximized on their beta blocker, they're on nitrates, et cetera, but they're still having recurrent symptoms of shortness of breath or dyspnea or chest pain, you know, this might be a good person for palliative care to see. And anybody who's just having a difficult time coping with their illness could be an appropriate referral. But a lot of times patients are really reluctant to go see palliative care. You know, there's often a big stigma that palliative care is the same as hospice care. But as I said before, you know, you could be a patient on palliative care with a curative illness, and so it's not necessarily the same thing. when somebody's under hospice care, they'll typically won't be receiving a lot of the same therapies that they'll get when they're under palliative care. So if you're a patient with cancer and you're receiving chemotherapy, you can still get chemotherapy while you're with palliative care. When you're with hospice care, you typically won't be able to continue your chemo. So that's usually a big differentiating thing. At the same time, providers often don't believe that their patients need to see a palliative care doc and that they can often handle whatever is going on. A lot of times they can. Primary docs know their patients the best. The oncologists know their patients for a long time. They've been through a lot with them. I always think that, you know, we're here as an extra layer of support just to kind of widen the support net and to provide further resources for folks that have complicated illness. And when you think about what does a palliative care doc actually do, you know, we're working on pain, symptom management, you know, management of nausea, constipation, fatigue, depression, shortness of breath. Those are the things that we typically will specialize in. And we work with, you know, relationship types of things. So caregiver burnout, distress within a caregiver and a patient relationship. Sometimes, you know, when people are really sick, it brings out the worst in them. And a lot of times this weighs a lot on the person taking care of them. And that can be really challenging to take care of. And so we're there as kind of an extra resource. And also when folks need help developing a care plan that's kind of both realistic and really individualized. So, you know, the truth is patients want to know what's going on with their medical care. They want to talk about it and they want honest answers. You know, although this may be difficult, they want the information so that they can make plans with their families, get their affairs in order, take the trip they've always wanted to take, you know, live life as best they can and have the information to make those decisions. And I often like to think that we can help people get to that place. So thanks so much for tuning in. A big thanks to Consultant for giving me the chance to speak about a subject I'm truly passionate about. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at john.leantonio, L-I-A-N-T-O-N-I-O, at jefferson.edu, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks. How's that?